Hello everyone and welcome to Nina's Nihongo Zone, the monthly bonus episode in which I talk about all things Japanese language. This month, I'm introducing a few cat-related Japanese idioms. In MSB episode 3.40, we explained that cat-eyed, or nekome, in Japanese means changeable, volatile, mercurial, someone who changes as quickly as a cat's eyes. This was a new idiom to me, so it seemed a good opportunity to look into other cat-related idioms and their meanings. If you can't handle eating hot food and drink and have to wait for things to cool down a lot before you eat them, you're cat-tongued, or nekojita. If you're hunched at your desk, back curved, then you've got a cat's back, or nekoze. Walking silently and stealthily? Why, that's cat-footed, or nekoashi. While if you are extremely busy, you might describe yourself as wanting to borrow even a cat's paws, or neko no te mo karitai. To use a cat's purr or cat's voice, neko na de koe, is to use a wheedling, ingratiating voice while trying to coax or convince someone. To describe an area or a surface as tiny, you might call it a cat's forehead, or neko no hitai. To say that a place is completely deserted, absolutely no one around, you could say, neko no ko ippiki inai. There isn't even a single kitten. On the other hand, if you want an equivalent for the English idiom, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you'd say neko mo shakushi mo, literally, even a cat, even a ladle. In Japanese, rather than describing something priceless but unappreciated as pearls before swine, you say neko ni koban, like a coin to a cat. But neko ni katsuboshi, dried fish to a cat, is almost the opposite, setting up an irresistible temptation. Katsuboshi is dried fish, and it gets used in a lot of Japanese foods, and you can imagine how cats would feel about it. Neko ni katsuboshi is like the English phrase, setting a wolf to guard the sheep. Acting like a borrowed cat, karite kita neko, is when someone acts quiet and reserved in an unfamiliar place. Neko baba, or cat poop, is another term for stealing, pickpocketing, embezzlement, as long as the theft is done sneakily, like a cat hiding its business. And one final one, neko kaburu, or neko kaburi, literally wearing a cat on one's head, but meaning feigned innocence or naivete, pretending to be docile or weak. And that's it for this month. I hope you enjoyed learning a few new cat idioms. A list of the terms I covered with pronunciation and meaning information is included in the post for this episode. Did I miss your favorite? Do you have an idiom reference book or website you'd recommend? Comment below and let me know. Don't forget, if you have an idea for a Nina's Nihongo Zone topic or a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at gundampodcast@gmail.com. The intro song is The City by The Kyoto Connection. The outro song is Brain Power by Mila. You can find links and more in the show notes, and as always, thanks for listening.